word on Today FM.
An opportunity for those of you who think that I and Mary McKeown suffer from Trump derangement syndrome to have a go at us. Cal Thomas is with us as well. But Marion, I'm going to start with our latest example of our TDS, because you're writing in the Business Post today on the website for the paper on Sunday that a Donald Trump victory is not inevitable, no matter how often he claims it. Where are you getting that from?
Well, I'm getting that from a couple of things, Matt. Firstly, I'm getting it from demographics. I just want to say that the polls that we're seeing are largely meaningless. Polls are skewed by, they're commissioned by organizations that are either pro-Democrat or pro-Republican. A lot of people aren't being honest with pollsters. And with some groups like Really Clear Politics, you or I could walk out the door, poll 1,000 people, or even 100 for that matter, and submit our poll. There are no minimum standards. They're ripe for manipulation. But even with that, polls have been showing that they're neck and neck all along, with Kamala Harris slightly ahead by a shade in three of the swing states that she needs to get to 270. So how this has been extrapolated into an inevitable Trump victory is beyond me. The other thing that I'm looking at a lot is demographics. We're seeing that women already, 60 million Americans have voted already, are close to. Women are voting in early voting at a 10% higher rate than men. Now that does happen. They do traditionally vote slightly higher by 1 or 2 points, and there's no guarantee that all of these women are voting for Kamala Harris. But there's also the Gen Z factor. There will be 41 million Gen Z voters this time round. They voted in the highest numbers ever in the 2022 midterm elections for people of that age, 18 to 24. They are motivated. They're very concerned about climate change, gun control, about the threat to democracy, as well as the economy. And they are in 2022, they voted overwhelmingly for Biden. So I think, and they are, the Gen Z women in particular are hugely in favour of Kamala Harris. The pool of unskilled non-college educated white males is shrinking, and Donald Trump's attempts to reach them via Elon Musk and Charlie Kirk, the young guy, the 30-year-old who runs this Turning Point, they are foundering. I have spoken to people in Michigan who said there's no ground game there. There's no Trump ground game. They're fighting among themselves at the moment now against all that, because just as a Trump win is not inevitable, neither is a Harris win. She's got really stiff headwinds in her face. Trump is still winning on the economy. Immigration is still a big issue, and there are a lot of people who don't want to vote for a black woman. So you've got to factor in all of this, but I still think, as I say, the reason that Trump is saying his victory is inevitable is he's setting the ground, he's softening the ground for November 6th, when he and his team are going to have an absolute onslaught of legal actions and chaos if he loses. And if you've convinced everyone in advance that nobody can beat you, it makes it that much easier for you to mount this kind of attack afterwards.
Thomas, what do you make of that analysis?
Well, there's a lot of what I agree with as an aging white male, Matt. I would also point listeners to a column in today's Wall Street Journal by Ken Kashigian, who is a former major speechwriter for Ronald Reagan and also was an aide to Richard Nixon. It's titled "The Three Reasons Harris Will Lose," and he lists them. Traditional Democrats are deserting the party. She was unprepared. And she has no clear message. I defy anybody beyond her abortion on demand position to tell us what Kamala Harris really believes in on the economy, on the border, and especially on foreign policy. We face major threats, not only from Iran, but also Russia and China. What is her position on Russia and Ukraine? What is her position should China invade Taiwan? What is her position if Iran develops nuclear weapons and ICBMs to deliver them? We don't know, because I don't think she knows.
Yeah, but you say that about those foreign issues. Well, don't we know that Donald Trump's position in relation to Russia, for example, is give Putin what he wants?
Well, I'm not sure that that is a correct statement, Matt, but Trump has said that while he was in office, there were no new wars, and that appeals to a lot of people. He claims that Putin wouldn't have invaded Ukraine. I'm not sure that's a credible thing to say. He claims that he wouldn't have given Iran all that money that we unleashed under the Obama and Biden administrations to Iran, allowing them to underwrite their continued terrorist activities and their nuclear program. I just think that a lot of people who are going to be voting for Kamala Harris are really going to be voting against Donald Trump. They don't like his personality. They don't like the names he calls people. They don't like the way he has demeaned women. And so a lot of that vote, I think, is going to go to her because of him. And if he loses, it will be largely his fault. But as Marion says, it's extremely close, and it all depends on turnout.
And actually, Cal, just do you think it's likely that there are a lot of people who, like you, would be conservatives who maybe are not being polled and who might be normally who would vote for Republicans but find him so distasteful that whatever fears they might have or shortcomings they perceive about Kamala Harris, that as conservatives they wouldn't be able to bring themselves to vote for Trump?
Well, Marion is right about the polls. I mean, they're often skewed. Sometimes they're weighted in favor of Democrats. Many of them are commissioned by people or organizations that have an interest in the outcome, and they've been wrong many times before. I mean, you would get just as accurate information going to a palm reader or fortune teller as you would in these polls. I've been called by three times by pollsters. I just hang up on them. I don't talk to them. And I think a lot of conservatives feel the same way. So when you get the results, you only get the results that people who actually talk to the pollsters, and if they're being honest. A lot of people say, well, I'm voting for so-and-so, and then when the day comes, election comes, or the advanced voting comes, they vote for somebody else. So polling is a problematic effort.
Just briefly, Marion, what about the argument that Cal has articulated that many people believe in, that America won't be involved in wars if Donald Trump is the president, that his record in the 4 years as president was there were no new wars?
Yeah, you know, I think that that is a valid point. I'm not sure, but nobody knows what his plans are. I mean, Cal just spoke about how nobody knows what Kamala Harris's foreign policy is. I think she's made it clear that she will, like Biden, stick with the Western alliances, stick with NATO, all of these things. Nobody knows what Trump is going to do. We know he had a chat with Viktor Orban yesterday morning, who wished him good luck. We know that he's aligned with Putin. We know that, as you said, if he is elected, that basically it's game over for Ukraine. We don't know what he's going to do with Israel, but we know it'll be entirely skewed towards facilitating Benjamin Netanyahu. So I think that the concerns, this is a sort of a double standard that's applied. People say we don't know what Kamala Harris is going to do. She has made it clear what she's going to do, but Trump, of course, has taken all the oxygen with all of this outrage and controversy that he's stirring up at the moment.
Okay, there's a few clips I want to play. I want to start with the rally in Wisconsin this week, in which Donald Trump vowed to be a protector of women, whether they like it or not.
I want to protect the women of our country. I want to protect the women. Sir, please don't say that. Why? They said we think it's very inappropriate for you to say so. Why? I'm president. I want to protect the women of our country. They said. They said, sir, I just think it's inappropriate for you to say. Pay these guys a lot of money. Can you believe it? I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them. I'm going to protect them from migrants coming in. I'm going to protect them from foreign countries that want to hit us with missiles and lots of other things.
Will he protect them from sexual predators, Marion? Oh, actually, he is a sexual predator. Before you answer that, let's hear Kamala Harris respond to that.
It actually is, I think, very offensive to women in terms of not understanding their agency, their authority, their right, and their ability to make decisions about their own lives, including their own bodies. And this is just the latest on a series of reveals by the former president of how he thinks about women and their agency.
Marion, just how significant do you think might this one be?
Oh, I think when you put it in with all of the other things that he has said and the most recent comments about Liz Cheney, I think it is really significant, because when you hear Donald Trump saying he's going to protect women, whether they like it or not, women at the moment are dying. The maternal birth rate has soared in America in states that are now really restrictive and have banned abortion. Women are not being protected. Women's health has never been more at risk in America. We're hearing stories every day about women who go to hospitals with miscarriages, women who wanted to have these children. The doctors are refusing to treat them because they're afraid that what they will be doing may be construed as being illegal. There was a woman who was arrested last week after she had a miscarriage. If this is Trump's idea of protecting women, that's the sort of thing that is resonating with women at the moment. They're taking away of the rights given by Roe v. Wade and the impact that that's having, and they're putting that down to Donald Trump, and never mind all the other misogyny and the violent talk and the talk about wanting to, you know, Liz Cheney being put before a fire.
Well, actually, let's actually hear what he said about Liz Cheney. I'll go to Cal on this in a second, because this was at an event with Tucker Carlson in Phoenix, Arizona.
But his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
Cal, apart from the fact that any woman who speaks up against him is automatically called dumb, what do you make of the implicit, well, not implicit, fairly explicit threat there in relation to pointing guns in her face?
Well, I think he was making an analogy about himself. If she was in a position that he was when somebody was trying to assassinate him, she might have a different viewpoint on things. But, Matt, we have, what, 3.5, 4 days left now before the election. Most people are already frozen in their views. These sound bites, these statements by Trump and Harris are not going to change many minds. The key is still in the battleground states. And, again, the polls are tight. And it's all about turnout. But, you know, I've talked about this before. I mean, I'm married to a woman. I have daughters and granddaughters. I respect them as equals in the human family, regardless of gender. This division that is being sown between men and women, blacks and whites, Latinos and others, is really foreign to what our founders intended. Our national motto is E Pluribus Unum, out of many, one. But we have politicians now who are undermining that, and it's out of one, many. It's not what the founders intended.
And I wonder who those politicians doing the undermining are. Cal, we'll come back and discuss that and more with you and Marion McKeown after the traffic of Mark Hogan.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Let's continue with Marion McKeown and Cal Thomas, but before we hear from them, let's hear a campaign ad from the Harris Walls campaign, which encourages women to vote for Harris, even if their husbands are backing Donald Trump.
Your turn, honey.
In the one place in America where women still have a right to choose, you can vote any way you want. And no one will ever know.
Did you make the right choice?
Sure did, honey.
Remember, what happens in the booth stays in the booth. Vote Harris Walls.
Okay, that's an ad which has upset some Republicans, including the conservative political activist Charlie Kirk, who was on Megyn Kelly's TV show, and he was upset that Republican women may undermine their husbands by voting as they want, even though the husband, quote, works his tail off to make sure she can have a nice life. Let's hear him.
It is the embodiment of the downfall of the American family. I think it's so gross. I think it's so just nauseating where this wife is wearing the, you'll show it, wearing the American hat. She's coming in with her sweet husband who probably works his tail off to make sure that she can go, you know, and have a nice life and provide for the family. And then she lies to him saying, oh yeah, I'm going to vote for Trump. And then she votes for Kamala Harris as her little secret in the voting booth. Kamala Harris and her team believe that there will be millions of women that undermine their husbands and do so in a way that it's not detectable in the polling.
Undermine their husbands, Cal.
Well, my wife works hard to keep me in the style and manner to which I've been accustomed and even gives me an allowance. So I feel very good about that. Look, first, the Harris Walls ad narrated by actress Julia Roberts is condescending to women, as is the Charlie Kirk remarks. I mean, this is ridiculous that somehow women are simply an appendage to men and do everything that they say and believe in everything that their husbands believe, and just are basically servants and serfs who do the dishes and perform in the bedroom, and that's all they're good for. I hate this kind of attitude. Women are independent people who can vote their conscience, and sure, they can be influenced by their husband, and vice versa, by the way. Nobody's running an ad about the other way around. Gee, you conservative women, you know, you don't have to vote like your liberal husband. You can vote for Donald Trump. I mean, this is just crazy stuff, but it's what you expect in the last days before an election.
And of course, then they also have Donald Trump to protect them, whether they like it or not. What do you think of this point, Marion McKeown, though? Because it does seem that there is a movement amongst a lot of these Trump supporters, overwhelmingly male and white, who do seem to want to put women back in their box. And also, if you look at the MAGA campaign event in Madison Square Garden last weekend, one of the running themes was that any intelligent, articulate woman was going to be described as stupid or dumb.
Yeah, look, this is of a piece. And, you know, if you look at the attacks on women's rights here and this desire by men to just put it all back to the 1950s when they were in charge and there were no problems and they felt good about where they were. I'm not dismissing the fact that a lot of young men do feel really alienated from society at the moment and they do feel anxious about their futures, but so do a lot of young women. I mean, this ad, a little cheesy, but I think it makes a point. That's going for the Nikki Haley voters. That's going for the women that I spoke to outside after the primaries who said they would not vote for Donald Trump, that if Nikki Haley didn't win, they were going to stay at home or they were going to vote for Joe Biden. And I think it's kind of nudging those women. But there was also some commentator on Fox News, when the host, who said that if his wife voted for Kamala Harris, he'd divorce her. It is this returning to this idea, which Trump is absolutely...
Sorry, Marion, is that the guy who actually went off with one of his producers, dumped his wife and went off with one of his producers, and is now turning around saying that he would divorce his wife if she voted for Kamala Harris?
I wasn't going to bring that up, but I think you may be right, Jess. But again, this is the level of, this just makes women, like, I think it just makes us go nuts, because the paternalism is twinned with a real desire to, you know, really regressive policies. Trump isn't trying to help women. He's not talking about childcare. You know, he's not talking about making it easier for women to get back in the workplace. You know, none of these things are being spoken about. He's talking to women about knowing their place. And I think that it's just a little bit too late for that. As I said, there are 41 million new eligible voters who are under the age of 25. You know, over 52% of those are women. They're not listening to this. And I think a lot of the younger men are going to be turned off by it as well.
Okay,
but
let me go back to Cal.
Right, the cake is baked at this stage. I don't think there's a lot's going to change between now and Tuesday.
Cal, what about the role for Robert Kennedy Jr., the anti-vaxxer in a Trump administration? Is he really going to be given health responsibilities?
Well, I certainly hope not, Matt. I mean, I think he's kind of crazy, never mind his personal life, although I think there's a connection. I am kind of intrigued, though, by the other one that Trump is promoting, Elon Musk, who has a lot to say about cutting the size and cost of government. These new figures just out ought to be concerning to every taxpaying American total non-farm payrolls grew just 12,000 in last month. But the big news is, for the first time since the government imposed lockdowns of 2020, private jobs declined last month, falling by 28,000, while government jobs kept growing, adding 40,000 for the month and hitting a new record high. So more people are working for government in America than in private industry. So I'm intrigued by Musk, but not so much RFK Jr. If he starts making health decisions for Americans, I don't think that's going to work out too well.
Thank you very much, both Cal Thomas, nationally syndicated U.S. columnist, and Marion McKeown, U.S. correspondent for the Business Post, who will be with us next week for our extensive U.S. election coverage.
The Last Word on Today FM.